This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn Adventure with Itubanda. I did promise you that I'm going to be talking to Eric Macheru, right? Super excited for this conversation. Now, he has been on our screens since the early 2000s. If you have followed his work through the years, you'd remember that he was on Soccer Kings. He actually won and went on to play for Ajax Cape Town. He is from right here in the province. Allow me to welcome him to the Capricorn Adventure, Eric Macheru. And a lot of you guys might know him as Leto Mabuka on Skimsam. Eric, hi.
Hi, how are you? It's you. And what's up to your listeners there at Capricorn FM?
I'm good. Thank you so much for joining us, man.
Yeah, thanks for the invite.
So, in passing, I just want to remind the listeners that you were once nominated Sowetan Times Sexiest Man. This is in passing. I don't want you to respond. You don't have to say anything. I was just putting it out there so that they know. They know who's on the line.
Wow.
Yeah. Just putting it out there, Eric, you don't have to say anything. I mean, the blushes are enough for me. I can tell you are blushing. Now, you have been in the public eye for years now. What has that experience been like for you?
Being in the public eye is quite crazy. You know, at this moment, it's good, it's bad, it's just complicated, you know. You never know what you're going to find in a public space because, you know, people run on a car, they own you, so even your privacy, it's no longer yours. And it's quite tricky, It's not for the faint of heart.
Definitely. So when you had to quit soccer, right, I think I saw an article that said it was because of an injury. How was that that experience like for you? I imagine football was your first love and now having to let go of that. How was that?
Oh man, that was it was a difficult time, you know. I mean, for me, for my friends, for family, for people that support and just people that are around me. It was just a sad and difficult time. But I mean, you know, you move on and you find strength to do something else, you know, and just carry on.
Definitely. Now, you built yourself up again. How did you do that? And also, where did now the passion for acting come about?
I built myself up, you know, because of family, you know. My family never, so I've always had a good structure, support when it comes to family. My brothers, my dad, my mother, my cousins, you know, my family was just always around. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to also have good friends around, you know, which is quite good at times, you know. So, it was just family, but, when it comes to acting and working, the crafts and the creative arts, I've always had an interest for them. You know, I just never knew how to access them until you catch over it. Because I think, you know, when you work with a CEO, you hardly ever find opportunities just for acting. And even till now, the opportunities of acting and TV are all in Joburg. Now, you know, so I think you have to be in Joburg to access the full potential of the creative arts.
Yeah, definitely. So personally, with all that you and I think generally as the youth we have done, right, and achieved, do you think the youth of 76 would be proud of you and the youth, Bano?
Proud of me, like Eric just said.
Yeah, that's why I also included like the youth in general to say, let's not just focus on you because that's way too much pressure.
That's too much pressure.
Yeah.
I think I've done pretty well. I've stuck to the cause and, you know, I've helped where I can help. I think I've done okay for myself, you know. I've stuck to the cause. I haven't done much, you know, like is bad or whatever. But I mean obviously I can always do more, you know, which is the plan, you know. So I mean, you can never lie on what you've done before. I think everything that matters is what you'll do next.
Yeah, definitely. And I think also one thing we do as the youth of today is to take advantage of the opportunities that the youth of 76 fought for, you know. So I think in that regard, we are doing okay. What would you say needs to be done to make things easier for the youth of South Africa currently?
More opportunities, more jobs, more opportunities, and more trust. That's like in South Africa, we don't trust the youth. You know, we're still relying on Mobatabaholi too much.
Yeah.
And I mean, no disrespect for that. I really think we should put more trust in the youth. You know, I think the youth are very creative, very, very, and very amazing and gifted in how they solve problems and look at scenarios, you know. I think that old way sometimes it just doesn't work, you know, because we live in a different era, you know. And I think some seats in power in parliament must be, you know, occupied by the youth, definitely. I just think they must give more chances to the youth, you know. And let's see what they can do, because you can't just see they're gonna say you know the chicos of thing and you're not saying, you know. Give them a chance, man. Yeah, give them, make them CEOs, make them leaders in parliament, make them MPs and see what can happen, you know.
Definitely, but I think also the responsibility also lies on us as the youth. I think sometimes branding is very important. Kila wana oke branda as that person who's playful, who cannot be taken serious. So I think also we need to start being more visible. We need to start being more vocal in issues outside of partying, you know, lifestyle, limonati. We need to make our voices heard in spaces that really do matter. So what can we expect from Eric?
Exactly.
Yeah, what can we expect from you this year?
There's a film in the works that I'm busy with, and I've just ventured into the event space, which is so far so good. But we'll see how that goes. And so I'm looking forward to the film and just more crazy stories on Skin Farm.
Yeah.
And expect a lot more stuff from the Eric Machiro Foundation. You know, we're trying to help more people this year. So, yeah, that's going to be interesting. That's going to be fun, you know. So, yeah, Eric Machiro Foundation will be doing a lot more work, especially with Limpopo. So we're trying to do that more and push the foundation. So just more help. And, the film that's coming up, more Skin Farm. And, so that's basically it so far.
Yeah, definitely. One thing about Skeem Sam is that they keep us glued to our TVs. The storylines are just like, yo, like sometimes I'm not watching anymore. But but tomorrow I am there, same time, same place. Eric, thank you so much for taking your time to talk to us. We really do appreciate it. And of course, we're wishing you all the best and we are rooting for you. And Bona, whatever you are doing, let us know and we will rally behind you. Okay?
Good. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. That is Eric Macheru, and you may know him as Leeto Mapuka on Skeem Saam. A great conversation that I had with him.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.